This is Antigone Magazine, Issue 9, Women with Disabilities. Putting her experience to work, an interview with Minister Stephanie Cadieux. Honorable Stephanie Cadieux is currently the BC Minister of Community, Sport, and Cultural Development. Cadieux, who has been using a wheelchair since a car accident at age 18, has served as the Director of Marketing and Development for the BC Paraplegic Association, the president of Real Wheels Society, ambassador for the Rick Hansen Man in Motion Foundation, member of the Advisory Committee for Global BC, and mentor within the YWCA. Antigone's Amanda Reum sat down with Cadieux to discuss her work, her status as a role model, and the importance of political involvement. Amanda, what was it like to come to terms with your disability at a young age? Cadieux. For me, it was a shock. It was something that happened very suddenly, and it took time to come to terms with it. I think you are in shock when something like that happens. For me, it was important to focus on getting better, getting healthy, and getting out of the hospital. It wasn't until quite a bit later that I actually realized what it meant for me in my life. And maybe went through a grieving process. It was a growing process, too. Amanda, before you were involved in politics, you did a lot of work in the disability community. Why were you motivated to do this type of work? Cadieux. It really started when I had a bunch of questions. I had questions about what it might be like to have a baby and how other people felt about their relationships. And I wanted to meet other women with disabilities. So I reached out to other people with disabilities. I did meet someone in a very informal setting who has become a wonderful friend, and she and I just bonded quite immediately. But we realized that there were probably a lot of other women who had similar needs or desires to talk to other women. So we started a support group for women. We gathered for coffee once a month to just chat and be there for one another. As luck would have it, a job was posted that was about creating those kinds of social networks for people. I was looking for something new and applied. So it wasn't that I sought it out. It kind of happened organically. I enjoyed it. There were great people and great energy. I learned a lot about the disability community as a whole, outside the spinal cord injury community that I was most involved in. It opened up my eyes to certainly a whole lot of issues and topics that I didn't personally have any understanding of or need for, given my own personal circumstances. But that didn't mean they weren't issues